Hello, sir. You summoned a succubus? I hope I'm not too late. The stupid map app sent me in the wrong direction, and I guess the A-line train is down. So I end up going all over town before I finally figure out how to get here. I'm probably too late, though. I imagine you found some human to satisfy your needs? Or maybe you jacked off while you were waiting? No? Oh wow, you must be really hard up. But that's why I'm here. Well, that and the whole taking your soul business, too. Oh, sorry, I'm not supposed to mention that. Forget I said anything about taking your soul, okay? Now back to business. Let's get that cock of yours out so I can take care of you. Wow, such a handsome cock. Now let's see. I'm just supposed to get down on my knees and wrap my hands around it, right? Oh, it's so warm. At school, they have us practice on dildos, but they're not warm like this. And your skin slides up and down over the hard part? That's so cool. The dildos at school don't do that. I like how your balls swing while I do this, too. Not all the dildos at school have balls, but even if they do, they're nothing like this. The real thing is way better. They're so soft. Oh my gosh, I just want to cuddle them. They feel so nice against my cheeks. And really nice against my lips. I had no idea that real cock would be so much better than the dildos at school. What's that? Well, yes, this is my first cock. But don't worry, I know what I'm doing. I'm top of my class at succubus school. Everyone says I'm going to be a star after I graduate. Maybe would it mean most likely to succeed at sucking souls? Oops, I mean most likely to succeed at sucking cock. Yes, that's right. I'm a succubus student. Why do you think I'm wearing the school gore uniform? You don't think succubi walk around dressed like this normally, do you? I really should have gone home and changed, but my supervisor at work texted me at the last second. One of the girls called in sick, so I had to come over here as soon as I could. No time to waste when there's a soul to steal. No, I mean when there's a human who needs to get off. But enough talking. I just want to enjoy these balls for a while. I'll keep rubbing your cock while I'm down here loving your knapsack. But don't worry, if you come, I'll make sure to get it all over my face. That's what humans like, right? You like to plaster a girl's face with your cum? That's what they taught us in school. Actually, Cum Shots 101 was my favorite class. I got an A on my final project. The topic? It was an examination of whether or not you can steal a human soul by letting them blast their spunk all over your face. Unfortunately, my conclusion was no. So that means if you want to shoot your creamy goodness all over my cute little nose and my chubby blushing cheeks, you'll just have to come again afterwards, okay? Alright, then let's go. I'll aim it right in my face and jack you off just like they taught us at school. Oh. This is harder than I thought. The videos they show us in class don't make it seem this difficult. I can sense you want to come, but I can't get you across the finish line. I guess I need a little bit more practice. Yes, I would like to practice on you a lot. Thank you for offering. But for now, maybe you can give me a demonstration. I understand that you're quite talented at beating your meat. My supervisor says you've had lots of practice. She says you jack off twice a day, sometimes three times, or even four times. And that's why she was okay with sending me here. She figured you're horny enough that you'd be an easy target for an inexperienced girl like me. No, don't be embarrassed. All humans are horny. Okay, you might jack off a little bit more than most, but that's okay. With balls like these, I don't blame you. So how about that demonstration? I like to watch your technique. Maybe I can write a paper about it in class? Oh, you use both hands. Nice. We had a big debate in class of whether or not you should use one hand or two. Looks like you're firmly in the two-handed camp. I like how you aim it right at me. That's so sexy. Come on now, my horny human. Bust your nuts all over my sweet, innocent succubus face. You're close, I can tell. I think maybe I need to give you a countdown. Okay? Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yes. Come all over me. Shoot your semen on my face. Wow, that was awesome. So much cum. I think I have a lie I can write about for my next paper now. I think I'll call it Hand Over Fist, the proper myth for masturbating a human cock. I'll bet I'll get an A. Now, about that second cum. It looks like your cock has gotten all small. He's kind of cute like this. They toss at school that's the best thing to make a human get hard again is to kiss and suck his cock. Do you think that'll work? Okay, I'll try. Well now, I guess it's true what they taught us. The saliva of a succubus has magical properties. It can even make the limpest dick get hard. And now, I'm gonna fuck your soul out of you. Come on, it's not that bad. I've lived 20 years without a soul. You'll be just fine. But just to make you happy, how about I sweeten the pot? So you know that yours is the first cock I've ever touched, right? Well, guess what? That's right, I'm a virgin. You're just gonna be the first cock I've ever fought, too. And you can't turn that down, even if it means you're going to lose your soul. Now sit down in that chair and let mommy climb on your lap and fuck you up to the gates of heaven. Or maybe the gates of hell. Your cock is so big, it hardly fits my tight little pussy. This is totally worth it, isn't it? Who wouldn't give up their soul for sex like this? I know I would. If I had a soul to give up, that is. I can't wait to feel you shoot your huge load inside me. I know you already came once, but don't you worry about that. You know how my saliva is magical. Well, my pussy is even more magical. She's gonna suck all the cum out of you. Maybe more cum than you've ever imagined you can make. You're going to have the greatest orgasm of your life. And you're gonna pump an enormous amount of cum into my tight, tiny virgin pussy. Are you ready? Hell yeah, you're ready. So come on, give it to me. Give me your cum. Give me your soul. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. I can feel your soul just leaving you and entering me. Feed me your everlasting soul. Well, that was pretty fucking awesome, wasn't it? And it seems you've been rendered speechless. And soulless, too. Don't look at me like you're scared. You'll be alright. You might feel like a tiny bit of an empty vessel, but you'll get used to it. And you'll feel complete again. At least for a little while. When you and I are having sex, I promise I'll come and bitch to you a lot. And I can already tell you're anxious to be inside me again. Oh, will you look at that? I got another text from my supervisor. It looks like there's another horny human with a soul to steal. I hope he's as easy as you are. Well, gotta run. See you soon.